brothers, sisters, oh, you must fight.
Fight!
Be brave.
Be brave.
Against all evil. Fight.
Fight.
Be brave.
Be brave.
Against all evil. Never run, nor even lag behind. If you would win for God and the right, just keep on that fiery line.
I remember years ago when I got weary over, telling others about Jesus and being rejected over and over again. I was a probation officer, and you know, I wasn't very popular with my probationers. And I had to tell them about Jesus and that he was the way and the truth, but I got a little weary, and especially when my boss told me that I was not to talk about Jesus anymore. And so I wanted to run to the first aid tent. That's what I wanted to do. I said, "Can't I run there, Lord?" He said, "Nope, you've got to stay on the firing line. I want to use you. Keep on telling people about Jesus, because there's no other way for people to be saved. And don't be afraid of losing your job," he said to me. And so I picked up my weapon, the Bible, and I kept on for 13 years. I was privileged to be able to minister to each and every one of my probationers the gospel of Jesus Christ.
You know, that is the weapon, the word of God.
It is.
It's the sword of the Spirit, right?
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to get Nikki to sing you a song. This song is called "Nearer, My God, to Thee."
Amen.
What a beautiful song. What song did you want, honey? Yeah, you can sing that song.
He loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Amen. Yay. Thank you.
Give her a good hand clap. Yes.
We all love that song, don't we? We were taught that song as little children in Sunday school, and it still is precious to us.
You know, it's precious to Nikki and I when we come into a home and we see your faith.
Yes.
Now, this woman here is still trusting and believing and knows that Jesus loves her.
Amen.
And you know, that's been our job all these years, is to make sure that you know that Jesus does love you.
Amen.
That Jesus has not forgotten about you. Maybe family has. Maybe your family's just all gone. I meet so many people said, "All my children's gone, grandchildren. Everybody has gone on before me. I'm the only one left." And you know, that I don't know what that feels like. So I'm not going to pretend that. But to see your faith really keeps me encouraged and keeps Nikki and I strong.
Amen.
And so you must continue to believe. Don't never stop believing. Don't never quit singing that song. Don't never quit telling people that the Lord is in your life and that good things are happening to you, and that you're expecting,
Amen.
That you're looking for good things to happen in your life, that you're looking towards heaven. People,
Amen.
You know what people out there that never come in the home thinks? They think you're in here moaning and whining all the time. They don't know the difference. But you know what? You can show visitors and other people when they come in that you're still on the firing line. You're still trusting and believing that God is in control of your life.
Yes.
You amen. Need to continue to trust in the Lord with all of your heart.
Amen.
Don't try to figure it out.
No.
Don't sit down and try to figure out where your life went, where you went wrong here, where you didn't, or whatever. But just say, right now, I'm going to take today.
Amen.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Yesterday's gone, tomorrow's not come yet.
That's right.
And Jesus taught us to be that way, to look upon the things today and serve Him with gladness today.
Yes.
Don't put it off till Sunday.
No.
Don't put it off till tomorrow. But serve Him with gladness today. And you don't know, you might wake up, your peepers, you open your peepers, you'll be in heaven. You just
Amen.
Never know.
No.
But, you know, don't live in yesterday and don't live in the future. Live right now,
That's
today.
Right.
This
Amen.
Is a beautiful day. This is a wonderful day. We're alive.
That's right.
We're alive.
Amen.
And God loves us.
Yes.
Jesus loves
me. This I know, for the Bible tells me.
Amen.
So.
Sing it now.
Little ones to Him belong. They are weak, but He is strong.
Come on now. Yes, Jesus
loves
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Yes, Jesus loves me.
Amen, sister.
Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so.
You know, just as you're an encouragement to us, on the night that the Titanic went down, there were musicians that played this song to encourage those that were dying out there in the cold waters, to encourage them to keep looking to the Lord Jesus.
Nearer, my God, to Thee. Nearer to Thee. E'en though it be a cross.
Be nearer to Jesus, don't you?
Amen.
Amen. Each day brings us one step closer. Let's remember that. You can say to others around you, I'm one day closer to heaven.
One day closer.
Amen.
Song says, oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. There to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. Amen.
Forever. Amen. And ever and ever and ever.
One more time. We open up the good book for a few moments. I pray that you're hungry for God.
Amen.
We need to be like the woman at the well.
Mm-hmm.
Sir, give me that water that I may not thirst ever again.
Amen.
Jesus said, I am that well. Yesterday, we just had a great time. We had three services, and the very first service on the north side, I went to the well, and we were just worshiping the Lord, and all of a sudden, I just started drinking that heavenly water, that spiritual water. I went to Jesus, and you know what? He touched me in a way. We had such a great service, and I just said, Lord, I just want to keep drinking from the well today.
Amen.
And I drank all day yesterday from the well of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. And I woke up this morning and I was still drinking. I'm still drinking water from the well right now. I'm drinking from the well that will never run dry.
Amen.
I remember a time when our children was small and we was up in Georgia and people, they all would bore them a well. And you wouldn't have to go down very far to hit water. And so I bought this little piece of land, and I started digging. You know what? When we get saved, we need to start digging. Amen?
Amen.
I started digging, and I got down about, I don't know how many feet, maybe 15 feet or more, and all of a sudden, I saw this water coming up from the bottom. I said, oh, man, I've hit water. Praise God. And it run about 15 minutes and stopped. And so I dug a little deeper, and I hit water again. You know, sometimes we just need to dig a little deeper.
Right.
We need to go deeper in God for us to get that water that we'll never thirst again.
Amen.
But I remember that that well, it would go dry about every 3 or 4 days. But I want to tell you, there is a well here. His name is Jesus, that He satisfies. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And there's just something I want to leave with y'all today, since it'll be 6 or 7 months before I see you again. In the book of Matthew, when Jesus preached the Sermon on the Mount, the Beatitudes, I just want to read you a couple of these verses. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled.
Amen.
And that should be all of our desire. In this nursing home, out there, young or old, whoever you are, we need to hunger and thirst after God's righteousness. The Bible says that our righteousness, apart from God, is as filthy rags. And you know, I want God's righteousness in me, don't you?
Amen.
And he said, if you come and you ask, he said, that we would receive. He said, knock and it shall be opened.
Amen.
God says, whatever's good and you ask me for it, if it's good for you and it's good in the long run, I'll give it to you. You ask my Father in my name. And he said, he will do it. Those that hunger and thirst, and blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. I know in your lifetime you've been hurt many times. Perhaps it's been your children. I think I've been hurt by my own children more than any other person has ever hurt me. And you know what? I don't know if I'll ever get over it, but with God's grace, I'll be able to deal with it in love.
Amen.
And so we've got to show mercy to people, and we've got to forgive. We've got to show mercy in order to obtain forgiveness and mercy from heaven. Amen.
Amen.
And God says if we do that, He said we'll be blessed. Now listen, everybody that's listening to me today, you can be blessed. God says it right here. It come out of the mouth of the Son of God. He said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Today, I don't know if your heart's right with God or not. That's your business. I'm not a busybody. I don't want to know one thing that you've done wrong. I just ask you to take it to Jesus. And we can do that through prayer. Would you pray with me today from your heart and just say, Heavenly Father, if there be anything in my heart, my life that's not right, forgive me of my sins. Jesus, come into my heart. Save me. Save me from my sin. Save my soul from a devil's hell. Fill me with you. Let your spirit give me a new birth into the family of God. Out, let me die to the world and be raised up in life in Jesus Christ. And Lord, for those things that's come into my heart that should not be there, forgive me, I pray. And let me be one of your blessed children. In Jesus' name I pray. And everybody says, amen. Remember this. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. We are blessed when we hunger after righteousness. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
Amen.
Raise your hands today and say, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Sing it, Nikki.
Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill.
Can you lift your cup up to Him?
Yes.
Lord, fill my cup. Fill it up and make me whole.
Yes, Lord.
I lift my cup to you, Lord.
Fill me with your joy,
thank you, God.
Your love, your peace.
Thank you, Lord.
Gentlemen.
Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up. And make me whole.
Amen. And He'll do it, won't He? He wants
Amen.
His children to be whole. He wants us to be lights to the world, doesn't He?
Yes, He does.
If we have a frown on our face, people won't see Jesus. But if He fills our cups, then we'll have that smile that you have,
yes.
Sister. I have joy in our heart. We'll be singing songs. Amen.
Amen. I pray that we've been a blessing to you today. My wife and I, Nikki and I, love you. And we thank God for His love, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Nikki, since we're heading up north to our mountain home,
mm-hmm.
is there any kind of exhortation you want to leave with our precious family here?
Well, what we've been saying most of the service is to keep on that firing line. And that's what I would exhort you to do, to keep on fighting the good fight of faith until that day when the Lord calls you home. And I believe that like Paul, you'll be able to say, I fought a good fight. I kept the faith. and now it's time for me to depart. Won't it be wonderful when we see the Lord Jesus face to face and we hear those words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant."
Amen.
You know, all you have to do is abide in the Lord Jesus. He said, if you'll abide in me, you'll produce much fruit. So as we look to the Lord and we put aside the things of this world, he'll be able to use us and we'll produce fruit for the kingdom. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
We're going to close today with a beautiful song. It says, "The Footsteps of Jesus." Now, if you and I will follow in his footsteps, you know where they lead? The promised land.
Amen.
You know where the promised land is at?
Heaven.
Heaven. That's the promised land that Jesus has promised that he would come back and take us to.
Amen.
And this old earth, the Bible says it will vanish away. It will burn with a fervent heat.
Amen.
I'm looking for a new heaven. I'm looking for a new earth.
Yeah.
I'm not looking for a hole in the ground. I'm looking for a hole in the sky.
Amen.
Sweetly, Lord, have we heard thee calling? Come follow me. Amen.
And we see where the footprints falling lead us to thee.
Yes, Lord.
Footprints of Jesus.
You know, that song reminds me of following in my dad's footprints in the snow. He took big steps also. And I'd get in those big steps with my little feet and follow those footprints. Made it easier to walk, didn't it? If we walk in Jesus' footprints, it'll be easier for us too. Amen?
Well, Nikki, you know, you followed in your dad's footprints and you had to take big steps. Uh-huh. But God doesn't take big steps for us.
No, he doesn't. He leads us along.
He leads us along in steps that we're able to make.
Right.
And so God could take a step from here to eternity. But he takes a small step at a time and says, come. Come, children, follow me.
Amen.
And so anytime you think that it's too hard to follow God, no, you need to think again, because his footprints are so easy to follow.
Yes.
So easy to follow.
Amen.
And Nikki and I are going to join hands with you today. If you'd like, you can join hands with someone.
With each other.
If you're listening to the radio and you don't have anybody there, then we'll just reach out and grab your hand,
yes,
and we'll just say this prayer. Father God, in Jesus' name we come to you rejoicing in our salvation. Lord, we just thank you for your wonderful gifts of mercy and grace. And we just pray, Lord, your blessings upon this home and upon those that are listening today. Mm-hmm. We just pray, God, for the power that can come and will come from heaven, God, that when we reach out, it'll be there for us.
Thank you, Father.
Bless them, Lord, and thank you for those that surrendered their life to Christ today. Mm-hmm. We love you and praise you in Jesus' name.
Lord.
And everybody gives the Lord a big hand clap. What do you say?
Amen.
Praise his holy name. Thank you, Lord.
Well, I've been encouraged by all of you, and I hope you've been encouraged in your faith. Let's keep on fighting the good fight. I know the staff will help all of you. Amen.
Amen.
And you'll help them. Thank you.
I was young,
we're
going to
come around and get some hugs.
All. Daddy said, son, be careful, you'll fall. And I did. But he was there to pick me up. I can still see him there at that garden gate. In the evening it was getting late, leaning on the handle of his hoe. He said, son, let me give you a piece of advice. Things don't always work out in this life. That's why you it's like a work in a garden with this old hoe. That's what it takes to make it grow. Spending some time on your knees full of weeds. Planting said, son, read your Bible, kneel and pray. Teach your children the Christian way. Plant some seeds of love wherever you go. Cause it's like a work in a garden with this old hoe. That's what it takes to make it grow. Spending some time on your knees full of kids of my own, I hope they see in me. And when I'm in need, I fall on my knees and send up to God my pleas. Cause it's like a work in a garden with this old hoe. That's what it takes to make it grow. Spending some time on your knees, Lord. Thank you. see.